there was another article that we had found back at the beginning of the summer. Jane Brody did an article on when tanning turns into an addiction. This was in the New York Times in June of 2010. And actually, now that we're coming out of the summer and people are trying to maintain their tans, this is as timely as it was then.
It really is. I loved this summer. I know it was extremely hot, and a lot of us complained about the extreme heat. But we had a number of sunny, a higher number, I think, of sunny weekends than we've ever had before. So a lot of us were outside more than we realized. And we're enjoying that tanned look and probably want to keep it for these upcoming long winter months.
And that can be accomplished, but it needs to be accomplished wisely.
Well, the dermatologists have really been on board with this, and they began their campaign as long ago as 1983 in trying to get our attention to protect ourselves from the damage of overexposure with the sun. They've even been promoting the sun protective clothing, which I'm not sure a lot of us have really thought about.
Well, a long sleeve anything is sun protective clothing.
One of the areas that they've been critical of and would like us to think about and reduce are the tanning salon in the sense of the tanning bed. I don't know if you've ever had a tanning bed.
I haven't, but that was an article that, and actually in July of last year, of 2009, the International Agency for Research on Cancer moved towards classifying tanning beds to its highest cancer risk category, quote, carcinogenic to human. They had previously classified sun lamps and tanning beds as probably carcinogenic, so the move really ratcheted up the danger warnings. And they also enacted some restrictions on people under the age of 18 being able to do it without
parental permission.
Parental permission.
I don't know. Why is everything that I like to do is bad for me, Dennis? This is terrible.
Given that, and then given the fact that this article is really geared towards something that is or has been determined to be addictive.
Right.
Explains why same thing as smoking. In the throes of all medical evidence that indicates that this is inappropriate, plain old bad for you, people still do it. Now, granted, you don't look sexy or beautiful smoking, but
however,
you do look sexy and beautiful with a tan. It does enhance appearance, but to what end?
But Dennis, that's partially because of the marketing that's been tossed to us. I mean, the cigarette smoking ads in past years. We are a society that has always...
Well, images 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, look at and we had talked about this even before this article, the movie stars who have the beautiful tans who are on the red carpet. And in their case, they've actually been altered by a very clever application of that tanning process.
That may be true.
Vanity.
But the fact is that psychiatrists and psychologists, actually a dermatologist at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, a Dr. Richard Wagner, reported 5 years ago that as many as half of local beachgoers met the psychiatric definition of a substance abuse disorder. He had published this article, and in return, he received an email from a man in Canada who described himself as a poster boy for your study. The man said he traveled all over the world to maintain a tan, and even though he knew he could get cancer as a result, he could not stop. So that, I think, was catalyst in part for continued studies, and they've actually documented in group studies tendencies that are not right on the border. They are addictive.
Well, now part of going, just jumping back for a second here as well, they're saying that some of the patrons with the tanning, I'll call it the tanning bed vendors or businesses, are frequenting as many as 20 times per month, which is a huge amount. So we're starting young, and with that does tend to lend very strongly into an addictive behavior.
You know, one thing, as we were reading this, remember we were talking about the 3.5 million new cases of skin cancer, and then I stopped and said, wait a minute, and an estimated 68,700 cases of melanoma.
And that's when you went to the definition.
I said, wait a minute, aren't they the same? Apparently,
no,
they're the same. Melanoma is skin cancer, but it is the most severe form of skin cancer. The interesting thing, though, is that because just as with COPD that we talked about before, this is something that accumulates over time. You don't expose yourself to the sun and immediately develop skin cancer or melanoma.
Have you ever had a screening?
I have not. Have you?
Yes, I have. And it's very clear. It was one of those where you have your face in the machine and it's darkened and you can see it, and there's quite a bit. And this goes back to lifeguarding as a kid, being outside swimming without any protection, because back in those days we didn't even have any idea how much that a tan actually does represent skin damage.
And of course, you wore those bathing suits though that had the long legs. You had the bonnet.
No, not. I didn't see you on the beach, actually. But then again, you were. I guess we were all out tanning too much, weren't we? Continuing on with the article, we have specific examples of those who used to be out in the sun and what their skin looks like later on. And she does reference one of her aunts who was in her 90s and never ever went out in the sun, and what her skin looked like. And that's a compelling.
Well, there were two doctors paragraph. From Washington, University of Washington, Dr. Horning and Dr. Portsatter, and they said that although many of the participants in the study said that a tanned appearance is their strongest motivation for sunbathing and using a tanning bed, tanners also report mood enhancements, relaxation, and socialization. There was another study that was done by Dr. Wagner and two other individuals.
Can you pronounce those names?
I'm not even going to try. And two tests of substance abuse were administered to 145 people sunbathing at Galveston Island Beach. One is a modified version of the test often used to root out alcohol addiction, and it's called CAGE, C-A-G-E, and it's an acronym for four questions. Have you ever felt you needed to cut down on your tanning? Have people annoyed you by criticizing your tanning? Have you ever felt guilty about tanning? Have you ever felt you needed to tan first thing in the morning as an eye-opener? And the authors of the report found that 26% of the beachgoers met the CAGE criteria for addiction.
Mm.
And in the second test, a modified version of a psychiatric official diagnostic criteria for substance abuse disorder, 53% of the respondents scored positive. Individuals who chronically and repetitively expose themselves to ultraviolet light to tan may have a novel type of ultraviolet light substance-related disorder. Release of pleasure-giving endorphins in the brain of UV abusers is the likely stimulus for tanning addiction.
Those endorphins strike again.
It makes them feel good.
Yeah, and I think the light also makes people feel good, and what they think is the appearance.
I thought this was most telling.
Yes.
At the end of the article, there was another doctor from Wake Forest who demonstrated that frequent salon tanners experience withdrawal symptoms when given the drug naltrexone, which blocks the pleasurable effects of narcotics. Frequent tanners, but not occasional tanning patrons, reported symptoms like nausea and jitteriness when naltrexone blocked their endorphins.
Hmm.
Now, that's kind of a no-brainer once you get that kind of evidence.
If you're one of the people who goes 20 times a month, that could be a real possibility. Now, now for me, back in the olden days of tanning beds, I used to fall asleep.
Now, you wanted to look at the alternative of sunless tanning.
Yes.
And we did find an article which was published by DermNet NZ, which is a New Zealand dermatological society, and they referred to a
dihydroxytone.
And also known as DHA, and
it's a fake tan.
It is the most popular way of gaining a tan-like appearance without sun exposure, as it carries less health risks than any other available methods. To date, it's the only active ingredient approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and we were careful to pick up an article that was as recently dated as possible, and I think that this one came out this was updated August 28th of this year.
Now, this is in all of the effective sunless tanners contain this.
Right.
And it's
to varying degrees based upon the shade of darkness that you're trying to achieve.
Mm-hmm. So there's hope.
And there is also something that is called a sunless tanning booth, which, for those that remember Earl Scheib, is like a paint booth.
Who is Earl Scheib?
Earl Scheib was a discount.
Dennis, where do you come up with this stuff?
Earl Scheib used to advertise on TV all the time, $49.99 to get your car painted from top to bottom.
What year was this?
Well, it's everybody.
Is this like in the era?
Remember the Model Ts that were all black?
Is this in the era of dialing for dollars, no, Dennis, or what?
While you were alive. In any event, a sunless tanning booth is basically a paint booth where they spray you with a liquid form of DHA. It will last
up to 7 days.
Well, 5 to 7 days. It will darken in approximately 8 to 24 hours to the desired depth of shade. But depending on the area, the same color can be maintained with repeat applications every 1 to 4 days. So it can't be cheap.
So it's like waxing your car.
It's a what?
It's like waxing your car.
It's made by Simonize.
Right.
I don't.
But I'm being silly. But it's also the preparation of exfoliating your skin and getting your skin ready.
It lasts as long as your skin stays unexfoliated.
Right.
Which, but you're always shedding skin.
But it's safer. That's the important
part.
And it will go away in 7 days or so.
So for the vein, there are alternatives. The last thing you want to do is to go out there and you don't look good on the other side of the grass.
So well, Dennis,
where you don't want to be.
I'm in the vein group. I can't help
it. I know.
I know.
Okay.
There you go.
Please subscribe, recommend, and visit our website, healthyagingshow.com. Thanks for joining us at the Healthy Aging Show.